Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be the Isser Midrabbanon of Hatmana on Shabbos, the Isser to insulate food on Shabbos. And this is completely independent and has nothing to do with the Isser of Bishul. So we're talking about a case where there is no Isser of Bishul on Shabbos. For instance, you have a food that was fully cooked prior to Shabbos. And therefore, we will employ the rule of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. There is no Isser to further cook the food. And the question is, what about the Isser of insulating the food on Shabbos? The Isser Hatmana on Shabbos. So as we all know, there are two levels of Hatmana on Shabbos. There are two levels of insulating food on Shabbos. One type is Hatmana bedovar hamoisif hevel. If you insulate the food with something that causes the heat to intensify, it is moisif hevel, it adds heat to the food on Shabbos when insulating it. In this case, it's more chomer. And even if you create this situation prior to Shabbos, it's still going to be aser. So even if you do it on Erev Shabbos, it's aser if it's the type of hatmana that's hatmana b'dover ha-moisif hevel. The second type of hatmana is much more lenient. It's a hatmana b'dover ha-maimid hevel. It maintains the heat. It doesn't add heat, but rather maintains the heat. So let's say you take a food that has been fully cooked prior to Shabbos, so there's no Isser of Bishul, and you put towels around it. You wrap it in a towel, so that is something that usually maintains the heat, doesn't add to the heat. So this is going to be mutter if it's done on Erev Shabbos, but it's usser if it's done on Shabbos itself. So if you have hatmana bedover hamaimid hevel, it's usser if it's done on Shabbos, but mutter when done prior to Shabbos. The question we are going to discuss is as follows. If you have a bottle of milk, a baby bottle, has milk inside, and you want to heat it up for your baby on Shabbos, you want to heat it up, the question is as follows. Can you put it in hot water on Shabbos, or is this a violation of the Isser Hatmana? And we're talking about a case where there is no Isser of Bishul. There is no Isser of Bishul. It's already Mavushal. It's still warm from the previous Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. There is no violation of Bishul in this particular case. And we are talking specifically about the Isser of insulating food or drinks on Shabbos. So is there an Isser of Hatmana when warming a baby bottle on Shabbos? So there's a tremendous chiddush from the Chazon Ish, and it's based on a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says that it's mutter to take a pach shemen, a pitcher of oil, and put it in an ambati. Ambati is a bath, and the Gemara says that we're referring to a bath that's a klisheni. That means you have the pot that initially had the food on the fire, or the water on the fire, which was a kli rishon, and then you transferred it to a different kli, to a bath, or some type of pot, making it into a kli sheni. So if you take the pach shemen, and you immerse it in the ambati, the kli sheni, it's mutter. That's the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Mem Amud Beis. Asks the Chazon Ish, what about the Isser Hatmana? What about the Isser Hatmana? You're warming the item on Shabbos. If so, there's an Isser of Hatmana. There's an Isser of Hatmana even if the oil already has been cooked prior to Shabbos. Says the Chazon Ish, a tremendous chiddush. The Isser of Hatmana doesn't apply if you're being matmin something in a kli. If you have, let's say, something that's in a kli. You have a oil that you put in a bottle, like the case in the Gemara, or in a pitcher. And you put it in a bath, or let's say in a pot. There is no Isser of Hatmana. Hatmana only refers to the type of insulating that takes place with something that's derech Hatmana. Something that you normally insulate with. But says the Chazon Ish, when it comes to being matmin a food, or being matmin a drink in something that is not derech hatmana bekach, it's going to be mutter. There's no Isser of Hatmana at all. And therefore, says the Gemara, says the Chazon Ish, that's pshat in this Gemara. You take this pitcher of oil and you immerse it in the bath, there's no Isser of Hatmana, because the Isser of Hatmana does not apply when immersing something in a kli. Now, the Achronim add an explanation to this ruling of the Chazon Ish, and they explain as follows. They say like this. When I have food in a pot, so why is the etzem walls of the pot and the cover of the pot not considered a shaila of hatmana on Shabbos? It's insulating the food. The answer is that the primary objective of the pot itself, the walls of the pot and the cover of the pot, is not to insulate the food, but rather to protect the food. You need the perimeter of the pot as a protector of the food so it doesn't escape and so dirt and bugs don't fall into the food. And as such, that can't be considered a hatmana on Shabbos because the objective of the pot itself is not for hatmana reasons, but rather simply to be the surrounding force protecting the food or the drink contained inside. Therefore, there's no isra of hatmana. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, if you have, let's say, a baby bottle and you put it in hot water on Shabbos, there's no isra of hatmana. Even if you completely submerge the bottle in the water, there's no Isra V'atmona because it's in a kli, and there's no Isra V'atmona in a kli. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Now, again, we're talking about a case where there's no Isra of Bishul. So that means you already cooked the milk prior to Shabbos, let's say, and it's still warm from that Bishul. We're not talking about the Isra of Bishul. We're talking about the Isra V'atmona. We're saying that according to the Chazon Ish, it's Mutter. Says the Chazon Ish, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. In Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei, the Mishnah says that if something was already cooked prior to Shabbos, so there's no din of Bishul now, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, so you're allowed to completely immerse it. You're allowed to put it inside hot water on Shabbos, seemingly indicating that there's no Isra of Hatmana. Why? Because it's not considered Derech Hatmana Bekach. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a different kula. He disagrees with the kula of the Chazon Ish, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav presents another chiddush. And says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Isser of Atmano is only when you are insulating the food or the drink with something that's similar to the primary case of Atmano, which is coals. The Gemara's case is when you insulate it with coals, and that's the whole chashash of Atmano, then you might come to violate Havara, etc., Isurim Deraisa on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it has to be Tomon. Miloshen Hatmana. It has to be hidden. It has to be covered and not visible when being insulated on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, a tremendous chiddush. If the thing that you're insulating it with is clear and transparent, there's no Isra Hatmana. If you're able to see the food and you're able to see the drink, there's no Isra Hatmana. Hatmana is only if you use, let's say, a towel or something that is able to block the food or the drink that you're insulating, because only then is it similar to the case of the Gemara when you insulate it with coals. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Rav as well, if you take a baby bottle and you submerge it in water, it's going to be mutter because water is see-through, it is transparent. And that would be the Pshat in the Gemara. Since you're insulating the Pach Shemen, the pitcher of oil, in a bath, and it's water, which is not able to cover the shemen that you're insulating, it's therefore going to be able to avoid the Isur of Atmana. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now, even though we have this Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, and we have this Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, most Poskim do not accept their Chiddushim Halacha L'maisa, and as such, Halacha L'maisa, we Paskin, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah is Mavur, that if you have a bottle of milk, you have a baby bottle, and you want to heat it up on Shabbos in water, and you don't have an Isra of Bishul on your hands, such as a case where the water is in a klisheni, or it's in a klirishon, and it's not hot enough that will ever reach the point of Yatzei Ledes, which again avoids the Isra of Bishul. The halacha is that the only way to heat it up is if you only partially submerge it in the drink or the water that is being able to surround it. However, if you completely submerge the baby bottle in the hot water, it's going to be also because of the Isra Hatmana. That's the shita of most poskim, that you should be machmer and you should make sure that it's not completely submerged in the hot water, but only partially submerged. Because if it's completely submerged, you do have an issue of hatmana on your hands, and therefore you should make sure to only partially submerge it and not completely submerge it. Now this is similar to the case of a person being matmin, kishka, and the like, or kogel, in his chalent. You put it inside. Is there an iser of hatmana? So again, according to many paiskim, this is an iser of hatmana, because if you take the kishka and the kogel and you wrap it up in silver foil, so there is a potential problem of hatmana. Now, the truth is that if there's no coverings, there's certainly no issue of hatmana. If there's no covering of the kishka or the kogel, you're certainly not going to have a problem of hatmana, because it's all considered one large unit. It's all one food. And it's one tafshil, there's no iser vatmana. If you cover it in silver foil, even then, many paiskim, in fact, hold that it's mutter. And there's no iser vatmana, because they say that if your intent when submerging the kishka or the kogel in the chalent is for it to be able to receive some of the taste of the chalent, and you want the tastes to go and mix and combine together, you therefore will avoid the iser vatmana, because then again, it's all considered one tafshil, and it's not considered being matmin one food and the other food. And the paiskim lemaisa say that lechatchila, you should try to make a hole in the silver foil in order to ensure that some of the taste goes from the chalent to the kogel or to the kishka, and in that way you for sure avoid the iser vatmana. But the paiskim say that if your intent is for the tastes to combine, then me'ikir din, even if it's in silver foil, you will not violate iser vatmana. But akoponim, getting back to the baby bottle, as we mentioned, most paiskim say that you should be machmir, and you should make sure not to completely submerge the baby bottle in the pot of water.